Thank you, moderator. No, my thoughts are that we are discussing a very important issue, the green transition and the minerals fueling it. I think it's a reality that needs to be discussed. And I'm going to pick two things just to highlight. One is really to add on to what Michael just said about involving developing countries. We all know that minerals such as cobalt, most of it is found in Congo, DR Congo, lithium, Chile, Bolivia, manganese, Gabon, graphite, South Africa. So all these are developing countries. So how do we find a way of working with these countries? I liked the term you used, not a patronizing way, but a way really of equal kind of partnerships where you sit together at a table and you debate these issues in interest of every party and see how to move forward. One thing I remember, I had a private discussion with Michael. Why wouldn't, for example, batteries be manufactured in those countries, electric batteries? Why wouldn't we see Congo manufacturing electric batteries? Because cobalt, most of the cobalt traded around the world, it comes from that country. Why? Okay. So why wouldn't we change our thinking and look at things in a very different way than the way we've been doing? So I think it's a discussion that we are starting here. I think it will continue, and I hope we'll be able to really deepen this kind of issues. The second thing is just a question I see here on what could be the role of the multilateral trading system in securing access to minerals crucial to green energies. Well, it's not addressed to me because I'm not a speaker, but since no one has so far handled it, let me just try to say a couple of words about it, because it's a question that I had to address in another setting. I think it is true that in reality, the multilateral trading system is not as smooth as it should be. Things are predicated on a smooth operation of trade, where there are no frictions, where there are no barriers, tariff barriers or non-tariff barriers. But we know the reality is not that way. We know sometimes countries impose export bans, for example, and when that happens, there are entire industries that might be hurt, because that has happened before. So again, this is a call, again, to review the way we trade, to review the way we agree among ourselves as nations, so that if we really want a multilateral trading system that can be used to procure this crucial ingredient, yes, but let's mean it. And meaning it is, this is a political question, of course. It goes beyond economics. When these things happen, usually these are, it becomes a political issue. So that's why when you see countries like the ones I just mentioned that have these critical raw materials, how do they leverage? Well, maybe leverage is not the right word. How do they get advantage, maximum advantage from these commodities? Because what we know now is when you go to, let me use copper, even though it's probably not as critical as the other materials, we know a country like Zambia has been exporting copper for more than 50 years. But when you look at the conditions in the country or how much they actually get out of the copper, it's peanuts relative to how much they could get out of it if they were able to use copper to actually produce something else, to produce more value-added products. So how can we encourage countries that have critical materials to use this position to, you know, to diversify their economies, because we were talking about that in the previous session, to actually diversify their economies, to improve the well-being of their populations. I think this is the critical discussion that we need to have. We're talking about SDGs. How can we use this to improve on the SDG level? So